I think it changes the power dramatically. If you are a smart person, somewhere in the world, you can be connected in real time and be folded into a process anywhere in the world. You couldn't, let's say 5 years ago, you had to physically move to participate somewhere else in the world. Now you don't have to move and you can work together with other people wherever they may be.
What are the challenges in that though? Because companies like BT, you obviously own the local loop, the last bit to the house, and yet you're coming under competition to get, everybody wants to eat your lunch in that way.
Yeah, but that's great, but that's part of our business, that's in the UK. But globally, we give networks and network capability to companies around the globe. If you look to the local loop business, there are many, many ways you can bypass that.
Who holds power these days? Is it governments? Is it the chief executives like you? I don't feel any more powerful today than I did 10 years ago.
Well, you do, because you have a worldwide audience nowadays, and you didn't have that 10 years ago. So there is a massive shift also in the balance of power in the media. There's a massive shift in business. It is reshuffling. And the reshuffling time means that those who had the power not necessarily will keep it, and those who didn't have power, they can get it.
Did you have to rethink your business? Did you have to throw out a lot of new old ideas and come up with whole new ways of working?
Absolutely and fundamentally, and I'll tell you, we're only halfway. There is much, much to come. And the most important element to that is that we are, as a world, becoming smaller and bigger at the same time.